welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Today, Dr. Joe Cristiano helps us discover real ways to have better health, lose weight, and really maximize our body's ability to absorb nutrients, fight off disease, and lose weight. First, though, I want to encourage you to visit our website, swrc.com. There you'll find the latest headlines from the End Times video with Dr. Larry Spargimino, our latest Watchmen on the Wall programs, and timely articles that will inform and strengthen your faith. And of course, our extensive archive of past programs and the Resource Center, filled with over 1,000 books and DVDs. swrc.com. That's swrc.com. Friends, if you're frustrated with diets that don't work, world-renowned health and fitness coach Dr. Joe Cristiano can help. Today, he offers his tested and proven weight loss program based on the simple concept that your blood type determines your body's ability to absorb nutrients, fight off disease, and lose weight. Here's our host, Dr. Larry Spargimino, with today's guest, Dr. Cristiano.
Our guest is Dr. Joseph Cristiano. He is a naturopathic doctor serving his patients for more than 50 years. In our previous program, we spoke about his book, The Stem Cell Revolution. What a great program that was. You can re-listen to that. Go to our website and look under Listen. But in this show, we're going to be talking about another book that Dr. Joe has written, Blood Types, Body Types, and You. In this book, Dr. Joe explains why your blood type determines how your body responds to food regarding illness, disease, weight loss, and much more. Dr. Joe, so nice to have you back with us.
Pastor Larry, thanks for having me on again.
Well, what is the, as you point to it, and you call it the missing link between diet and food?
Yes. Well, you know, all the years I've been involved in health and fitness and wellness, you know, when we looked at the diet, you know, because that's the biggest craze year in and year out, I thought to myself over the years, how can one, we'll say, diet plan serve everybody equally? Because we're not the same. The one size fits all, you know, that idea, more of a generic approach to eating. But the diet idea, I tell people, don't go down that trap. Don't fall down that trap, because if you're going on a diet for a reason, it's probably event-based. In other words, you got something coming up, a wedding or something or other, and you need to lose a few pounds to get in that dress or that suit or something. And unfortunately, you may do well and reach your goals, but 4 or 5 months after that event's over, you're back to where you were. So in my book, I try to show people or lead them towards the whole idea is a lifestyle idea. But the difference was going from a one-size-fits-all, a generic approach, to a genetic approach, one-size-fits-only. And so we did this study. There had been a study, and I'm going back way back to 1999. We had done a study after the American Heart Association and Harvard had done a study about a unique comparison or correlation between people that have cardiovascular disease and their blood type. And, you know, the study was quite in-depth, but in the bottom line of it all, they concluded that certain blood types have the propensity of that happening where others don't. But their final question or conclusion was, but what we don't know is the cause. Well, we did a study of 5,300 individuals, male, female, in various conditions like cancer and diabetes and our natural causes, but heart disease in particular. And we found that certain blood types had the propensity of experiencing these conditions or diseases early in life, and others did not until later. And so we tapped into this more of the cellular level. And that's pretty much my philosophy when it comes to wellness or taking care of our health, is go to the cellular level. Because if we peel off our skin, these 9 pounds of skin that covers our body, we're just trillions of cells talking to each other. And it's the way our Creator made us. And so we started looking at three particular different areas. One area that we looked at was blood viscosity. In other words, the thinness or the thickness of one's blood. And we found that certain blood types have a natural propensity that blood type A and the blood type B have a rather thin type blood, just genetically speaking, okay? And so in comparison to illness, particularly cardiovascular disease, they would be not as likely to experience that maybe until later in life, whereas the blood type A and the blood type AB, they seem to have a predisposed sluggish or thicker blood, less fluent. They were posed more for the likelihood of disease, cardiovascular disease. And when you look at the American diet, you know, the good old American diet was meat and potatoes. We went on with the study to see which foods had what effect on a person. And so we started to determine that when people ate certain foods, their body functioned better. When they ate certain foods, or when another blood type ate the same foods, they didn't do as well. Mm. For example, if we got four blood types, the A, the O, the B, and the AB, sat them down, had a meal, feed them the very same meal in an hour, 2-3 hours later, their bodies would be responding differently. One would have lots of energy, which they actually should because they're ingesting fuel. The other may be tired, kind of hypoglycemic, kind of yawning. Another one might have a little party going on in their colon and, you know, be bloated or whatever. And so how could, if it's a one diet fits all, why are we all feeling different where it's right. You know, after we eat? We injected that part of the study, and then we were able to determine that certain foods that were beneficial for a particular blood type, certain foods were next in line, and then another group of foods would be actually a toxin. So we have beneficial, neutral, and avoidant. They're all in the book, by the way, per blood type. But what happens when we eat food, okay, when we ingest food, food has a dietary lectin. It's a protein molecule, and it functions two ways. One, if the food that you're eating is compatible with your chemistry, with your blood type, you're not going to know what it does, but it actually pulls out all cellular debris and it cleans out. It's like a vacuum cleaner. It's pulling out all debris and you pass it out. Wonderful. But if you're eating a food type or a food group that is not compatible, that's incompatible with your blood type, then these protein molecules, they're called lectins, they attach to the surface of red blood cells. They glue themselves. It's called agglutination. They glue themselves to the surface of red blood cells in any system, any bodily system in the body at random, and they start capping off one cell to the next, and they start grouping these, and all of a sudden this grouping of red blood cells disrupts the function of that particular system. We'll say, for example, in the gut. In the gut wall, there's a huge association of the ABO system, the blood type system. And so you're eating this particular food. Maybe it's your favorite, but you're having all kind of issues, bloating, gas. Some people, it gets worse, and they have irritable bowel syndrome, and they're having, you know, a lot of digestive problems. Well, in the book, what we teach you is if there's an avoid food that you're eating, and you could look for that, and we'll say the food you were eating was incompatible. We call it an avoid food. It's not junk food. It's just an avoid food based on your chemistry. When you remove that particular food from your diet, in a very, very short time, and I mean days, just days to weeks, what happens is that clumping of the red blood cells that's disrupting the digestive process, they start to dissipate and come apart. Wow. And the system starts to go back to normal, and all the pain and discomfort and all the meds you're taking for that, you can get rid of. Yeah, but this can happen in your liver. It can happen in your blood lipids. In other words, if that occurs in your blood lipids, it's going to raise your cholesterol. I remember one time I was on Home Shopping Network, and a woman had called in, and she was a blood type AB, and she had said that my father had passed in his 50s, my brother in his 50s, and now I'm in my 50s. My doctor wants to put me on Lipitor, you know, for the cholesterol, and also a lean protein diet. And I said, well, I can't speak against your doctor. I said, but what kind of protein? She says, chicken, lean chicken, stay away from red meat. And I said, and you'll see this in my book, that chicken is the worst protein source for a type A because it has that dietary lectin that will raise the cholesterol. I told her, I says, for 30 days, just avoid chicken. That's the only dietary change. Just do that. 30 days later, about 30, maybe 6 weeks later, she calls me. She said, I had blood work done, when I initially spoke to you, my cholesterol was 300. It is now 200. And then she had another blood work done about 6 weeks later, and it was down to about 180. She said, my doctor still wants me on Lipitor. And I says, you don't need Lipitor. I says, if you're worrying about your cholesterol to rise, just have chicken, because that's the only change you made. So there's dramatic changes in our illness profile that one person can experience when they start making food selections for their blood type. Now, I've done all that work, Larry. It's in the Pastor Larry. It's all in the book. I have them listed: beneficial, neutral, and avoid. Those are the food groups that for each blood type. Okay, so regardless of your blood type. And then I tell people, listen, give it the acid test. Do your best for 2 to 3 weeks of removing the avoid foods that are listed for your particular blood type. And be 80-20. You don't have to be 100%. Let's make it 80-20. 80% of the time, eat foods, drink beverages that are compatible. And then after those 2 to 3 weeks, reintroduce the foods you were eating. I'm not telling you to eat anything different. And I promise you, your body is going to scream at you. You're going to have symptoms, negative symptoms, because you detoxed, a natural detox, and now you're gunking everything up again. And it's absolutely amazing the results people have had with this.
Wow. Well, friends, we're visiting with Dr. Joseph Cristiano. He is a naturopathic doctor who has appeared in a number of magazines, both domestic and foreign publications. He has been read in Woman's World, Women's Health and Fitness. He's written for Iron Man magazine and is widely known. The stuff he's talking about is absolutely amazing. You want to be healthy. When you feel good, feel super duper, you can do a lot of things. You can have fun. You can work hard. Wow, what an important book this is. The book is Blood Types, Body Types, and You. Our toll-free number, 1-800-652-1144. You know, Dr. Joe, this is very amazing to me because usually you look at a health magazine and says, eat plenty of beans or eat plenty of nuts or eat plenty of this or plenty of that. Well, from what you're saying, it all depends on your blood type and your body type.
Yes, exactly. Yes, I tell people, if I put a plate of food in front of you, would you know if that is compatible for you or is it healthy for you? First of all, we're going to go, well, it's got to be healthy. Well, if you're eating foods that are compatible for your particular blood type, it's not a matter of being healthy. It's the perfect food for you. In other words, this approach to blood type nutrition is similar to if you're a gasoline vehicle, then you need gasoline for fuel. Don't put diesel fuel in. If you're a diesel vehicle, don't put gasoline in. And it's just as simple as that. And unfortunately, we're not taught that, because we're taught in Western culture, when it comes to diet and that, that one size fits all. So, you know, you're gonna see these results. Now, don't get me wrong, Pastor. If a person is sedentary and they're not physically active and they eat and overeat, and all of a sudden they make dietary changes and they cut out all the garbage, they start walking or getting on a bike and these things, they're going to improve. The body's going to adjust, because that's the way we were created. But that's gonna level off at some point. This is going to be very, very specific for you. And I cover a lot of topics that's related to that in the book, besides health, also weight loss, how to go about weight loss, not trying to lose weight in number, but we're trying to get a better body composition. In other words, we look at body fat versus lean muscle, and that tells you the overall picture of your health, because you can put 150 pounds of bricks, books, or a human body on a scale, and it's only going to tell you that that gravity's pulling at 150 pounds. It doesn't tell you what has changed, or even if it's a human body. So I give a lot of these points so that people get to understand more than just going into, quote-unquote, a diet. And I really don't want them to think of it as a diet, but rather it's blood type nutrition. And I laid it all out. I have 14 varieties of breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, dessert, according to your blood type, and even for families that have different blood types. The one thing I do want to say, Pastor, is most people that are listening right now probably don't know their blood type.
Right.
And so the thing is, we recommend if you're a veteran, you can probably get your VA records. If you go to your physician, you're going to pay a pretty good price for the labs to do that. Yet that's another way. We also carry home blood typing kits. So, wow. You know, when they get the book, they'll have all that information. We're kind of like, I've given you all that I know about this. I've written it all up, and I put it in very simple how-to form. So a person, it's actually their guide, and they just follow it. But like I said, the book will give them all the information, right. All the foods, and why the foods work or don't work for them. It even has illness profiles. In other words, certain people have a propensity for certain illnesses.
Right.
Others don't. As long as we start working towards eating for our blood type, the body starts to improve. But there might be somebody listening right now that their doctor has them on a specific diet. Okay? And that's good. This blood type nutrition comes right alongside it. In other words, a person's a cardiac patient, all right? A doctor now has them on a very, very strict diet. But there's going to be protein, there's going to be carbohydrates, and there's going to be fats. That makes up our foods, right? And so all I tell people to do is, if they're saying you can have protein, then look in the book for your blood type, which proteins are the best for you. If there's vegetables, which veggies are the best? You know, which are compatible. So it's not ever going to go against somebody else's diet plan. It just enhances it because we're making it very individualized.
Well, you know, Dr. Joe, I've often wondered, for example, if you look at Eskimos, I wonder if they have a certain blood type or body type because they seem to, I don't think they eat many vegetables. You know, they're in the Arctic, maybe fish, a lot of meat, blubber maybe. So is that possible that a certain ethnicity would have a certain kind of blood type that they could eat food that we could not normally eat, but because of their blood type, you know, living in the Arctic in a very barren zone, no growing season and so forth, they can eat a meat diet without any harm. Would that be a possibility?
Pastor, that's very intuitive of you. Let me tell you that.
Okay.
We've discovered that most Eskimos are type O.
All right.
And so they do extremely well with proteins.
Wow.
All right, whether it's fish or and the fats are good because those are healthy fats. They don't need a lot of veggies and fruits.
Wow.
It's just unique. It's so uniquely different. Now, if you put a type A in that scenario, the type O, by the way, the type O is about 50% of the world population. The type A is 40, so there's 90%. Of world population. So, but if you crossed over and you put the A in an O environment like the Eskimos, they wouldn't last long. Their longevity would not be very good.
Wow, that is absolutely fascinating. And I think that just shows the design, the intelligent design, the love and grace of our Heavenly Father knows, you know, certain areas, so we need to put certain kind of people there. So what can someone expect when eating this way? But just you've kind of touched it, maybe summarize it.
Well, first of all, if weight is an issue, in other words, if a person is carrying extra weight, they can expect weight loss. And they're not going to have to go on a restrictive caloric diet. All they have to do is make the food selections that are already designed for them in the book. I mean, you can follow the exact recipes that I have, the breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks that are already laid out, 14 varieties. Because the foods are all based on their blood type chemistry. And so just by doing that, the body starts to raise its metabolic rate, the body's ability to burn calories, and it removes the toxic cellular debris that's in the body because of those dietary lectins. So weight loss is a byproduct. But a person who's underweight won't lose weight because the body will adjust. They may even gain some weight, okay? So weight loss is good, and that's going to carry over to their illness profile. In other words, some people have the propensity of early cardiovascular illness, diabetes, and so forth, because of the blood viscosity that we were talking about. And so by eating this way, they can expect their illness profiles to improve, their cholesterol levels to come down. They'll improve, their colons will function better without the pain and the aggravation that many are because of the poor digestibility, because of the foods they're eating. The energy levels, their energy levels are going to increase. And the aches and the pains that they have, someone with fibromyalgia, they're going to totally benefit from this.
Wow.
Because so many foods that they're eating are triggers that cause these hot spots in the body, they call them triggers, to really start to get inflamed. So they'll lose inflammation. And so that means overall they're going to have more energy, they're going to have a more healthy body weight, they're going to have more mental clarity, and hopefully pain-free, or less pain at least.
Wow, that's wonderful. Well, Dr. Joe, thank you so much for being with us on this program. It's always a blessing for me and our listeners, and I know that people do want to be healthy. So thank you, sir, very much.
Thank you for having me. God bless you.
We are offering two books by Dr. Joseph Cristiano, The Stem Cell Revolution and Blood Types, Body Types, and You.
If you're frustrated with diets that don't work, world-renowned health and fitness coach Dr. Joe Cristiano can help. In Blood Types, Body Types, and You, he offers his tested and proven weight loss program based on the simple concept that your blood type determines your body's ability to absorb nutrients, fight off disease, and lose weight. Order the book, Blood Types, Body Types, and You, today. 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Revised and expanded to address detoxification and healthy colon function, this tested and proven weight loss plan gives you everything you need to lose the weight and keep it off for life. You'll discover which foods you should eat and which you should avoid, how to exercise to maximize your body's potential, and much, much more. Blood Types, Body Types, and You. Order this book today. 1-800-652-1144 or visit our website, swrc.com. Begin your journey to great health today and experience how it feels to achieve the results you've always wanted. Blood Types, Body Types, and You. 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Staff Evangelist Josh Davis comes now with an important update on our upcoming conferences and information on how you can see and hear Jonathan Kahn live in person.
We have two conferences remaining in 2023, and I'm joined by one of our special conference speakers that I've gotten to know over the last year or so, Brother Larry Stamm. Larry, welcome back to Watchmen on the Wall.
Josh, it's a blessing to be with you in the audience.
We're approaching these last two conferences of this year, and friends, let me just give you some brief information about it, and then I'll come back with a few more details, but we want to hear from Larry and his perspective on the impact of these conferences. So our two remaining conferences, the first is Saturday, September 30th, a one-day conference in Des Moines, Iowa. So we encourage all our friends in the Des Moines area or within close driving range, please come and be with us. This is going to be a powerful day, one-day conference in Des Moines, Iowa. Then our biggest conference of the year is going to be 3 days, October 26th through the 28th in Columbus, Ohio. You don't want to miss these wonderful opportunities to grow in God's Word and to fellowship with like-minded believers. Larry, what has some of the impact of these Southwest Radio Ministries conferences been in your life? Perhaps some of the friendships and connections that you've made with other people, even off the stage, that you want to share with our audience?
Josh, I've been blessed by just being around the other speakers and teachers. I've been encouraged by the content that I've heard, that the truth that's fed me. I've been so encouraged by meeting people who've attended the conference and how encouraged they've been just by being there. Being around people of like mind, people who are hungry for truth, people who are wanting to understand the times, it's really been an encouragement to be around, again, the speakers and people who've attended the conference.
Sometimes it can feel like you're out on an island, can it, Larry? And I think these conferences really help to encourage people. Do you get the same sense?
I do. Oftentimes it's said at these conferences from participants that I've heard, people have told me, we don't typically get this kind of Bible content and this kind of information in our church services. So that's a real encouragement that we're providing biblical truth. Sometimes, as we like to say, the inconvenient truth that will encourage people and inspire people and help people grapple with some of the challenging issues we face as God's people today.
And we call these our Clarity to the Chaos conferences because that's our whole goal, like you just said, is to bring clarity to the midst of all the chaos that's swirling about our world. And we do so through a variety of topics. It's not just one thing or another. but it's a wide variety of topics. What are some of the things that you have spoken on at our past conferences?
Josh, I've done a Jewish Roots of Christianity presentation based on my book, Jewish Roots of Christianity, a survey of redemptive history from Genesis to Revelation, that gives people an overview of God's salvific plan, if you will, his plan of redemption for mankind. I connect the dots between the Old and the New Testaments. I connect the dots between biblical Judaism, the religion of the Old Testament, and the faith of the New Covenant Scriptures, better known to us as the New Testament. That's one presentation that I share. I share a presentation based upon my book, Serving in His Court, Biblical Principles for Personal Evangelism from the Heart of a Coach. In that presentation, I encourage the Christian witness for the individual believer by bringing out principles from that book. I also, from another book that I've written called Into the Gale, 12 Evangelistic Lessons from the Book of Acts, seek to encourage God's people with the truth that persecution need not necessarily be catastrophic, but persecution actually, be finding God's word, can be catalytic and can actually be a positive in the life of the individual Christian and the church at large. Those are three of the presentations that I've brought to these conferences. I also share a visual sermonic called Christ in the Passover, where during that presentation, I will lay out a traditional Seder table, talk about what a Seder meal is. The Last Supper was a Passover Seder. Jesus took the third cup, the cup of redemption, and said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood." So in that presentation, I talk about what Passover is, what a Seder meal is, and I talk about a picture of Christ's redemptive work and all the symbols and elements, and also talk about the beginning of communion when the Lord at that Last Supper instituted communion for his people.
Larry, thank you so much for joining me today.
Josh, it's been a true blessing. Thank you, my brother.
If you're frustrated with diets that don't work, world-renowned health and fitness coach Dr. Joe Cristiano can help. In his book, Blood Types, Body Types, and You, he offers his tested and proven weight loss program based on the simple concept that your blood type determines your body's ability to absorb nutrients, fight off disease, and lose weight. Blood Types, Body Types, and You. Order your copy today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Tomorrow, we begin a fascinating new look at the biblical, historical, and scientific evidence for creation and the flood with Dr. Douglas Petrovich. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Visit swrc.com.